Welcome back to New Every Day. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about, wow, we've been in the car for a long time. Is there anything left to talk about?
Well, I've got some favorite things I'd like to share.
On today's show, we're going to talk about favorite things.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Welcome back to New Every Day. Jen, it's been a good drive. We've had some great car conversations. And
we've seen two hawks.
We've
drawn on our fingers.
We've had some light conversation. We've had some deep conversation. We've seen some cool things. And Jen?
Carrie?
Why don't you tell me some of your favorite things?
Some of my favorite things, well, actually we're doing some of my favorite things right now, is being outside, looking around at things.
Okay.
It's actually one of my favorite things, being in the country. I was made to live in the country. I love where we live in the sense that it is close to everything, but I really enjoy trees. But some of my favorite things I think we want to talk about.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
And what we just did is something that we did all the time in the car. We sang a lot.
With your family?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Down by the bay. Alice the camel.
Oh, that's cute.
We also would do like old hymns like On a Hill Far Away.
Good choice. Left or right, Jen? Or straight?
I'd go straight. After the stop sign.
Wow. I think we're lost.
No, we're not lost.
Don't tell Jen.
I know where we are. So we would sing. There we go. Sorry. We had to pause because we want to make sure that we're safe. To new every day tomorrow. But some of the things that I actually start thinking about are like, what is my favorite verse?
Okay. What is your favorite verse?
Because often people say, you know, do you have a life verse? Like we had a baptism in our church. And one of the things I like to ask people are, what are their favorite verses? And it's always very interesting because I find that it gives insight into who they are as a person.
And what they've been through, maybe.
Yes, yes.
So do you have a fave?
I do have a fave.
What is it?
John 10:10.
Do you have it memorized?
Yes. See?
Do
are
it.
You picking up on where
rip.
Our previous car conversations I've talked about? Yes and no conversations, open-ended. See? I hope you're picking up on this and that you're learning.
I don't know if it's good to learn from our conversations, but anyways.
John 10:10 says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full." And the thief being Satan and the I being Jesus, we're going to go straight. And it is probably one of my all-time favorite verses.
So why? Why?
No, that's a great question of why or how it came to be. But it reminds me of the fact that Jesus came to give us life first, an abundant life, depending on, or life to the max, depending on what version you read. And he didn't just come to save us for heaven.
Right.
But he came that we would have life to the full, both here and in heaven.
Right.
So it challenges me to say, you know, am I experiencing life to the full now? Why am I experiencing life to the full? Why am I not? Am I giving thanks in those situations? And so I would say most undoubtedly, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full. I find really is, I want to say, quite a level, it levels my life, I guess. Like, it helps to bring balance because I ask myself, am I experiencing life to the full? Am I experiencing the joy that Jesus wanted to give me, or the peace, or, you know, all those things that he wants to give us? Am I experiencing those things? And if I'm not, why not?
You know, I read something very interesting this morning. I'm reading a little devotional called Jesus Calling by, I think it's Jenna Young. Sarah Young.
Okay,
Sarah
yes.
Young.
Yeah.
Which you can find if you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, click our partners page and go to Amazon, the Amazon link, you can order that book. And so the way that the devotional is set up, it's as if she takes verses of the Bible and then puts them as if Jesus is saying them to you. So today was about his peace and his presence. And you said, am I giving thanks for this full life? And what it said was that one of the best ways to start experiencing my peace and presence, this is if Jesus is talking to you, is to give thanks for it, because he says that he has given it to us. When we have accepted Christ, received the Holy Spirit, he gives us his peace. And he said, and it said one of the best ways to experience that is to start giving thanks for it.
Right.
To acknowledging the reality of that in our lives. So anyway, I just wanted to share that as an aside. Like, maybe just need to start giving thanks. We have life to the full, so thank you for it.
Yes.
Where do we go, Jen?
We're going to go straight.
Okay, then. Here we go.
Yep. We're going in the right direction.
Okay, then. So good.
We're going to end up at home, trust me.
Okay.
I hope so. So, Carrie?
Yes?
My favorite verse, John 10:10. And serve the ping pong ball over to you. What would your favorite verse be?
It would be 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14.
Okay.
And I just don't want to run over this person,
because that would take this conversation in a totally different way.
For the love of Christ compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, that those who live for themselves should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
Why is that your favorite verse?
Well, because it talks about the gospel, mm-hmm. which I love the gospel.
Yes, she does.
I love the gospel because it's good news. Mm-hmm. That Jesus died for us, and therefore we all died, right? So I've died to my old self. That those who live should no longer live for themselves. So it frees me up to live for God, because I know that he's paid the price for my sin. And it also talks about our motivation. If it's it should be the love of Christ that compels us, and not obligation. Right? It's our love for him and his love for us that compels us.
Right.
It's my favorite verse. I don't know. I think about it all the time. I don't know why else it's my favorite. It's just my favorite.
Really? Do you know when it became your favorite?
No.
Just
I don't know.
Appeared.
Yeah. I don't remember when. Yeah. Hey, civilization. We're back.
Do you know where we are?
No. But it looks familiar. I am not good at directions.
Okay, well then let's turn left. Because
okay,
this
well
is
then.
The road that we turned down.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Great. So back. I'm so happy.
Now, if you could pick a favorite Bible story.
We almost died.
She didn't see the media, and she was going to go around the other side. Okay, so sideline story. My cousin, who has 6 kids, we're driving down the road with her, and you're not allowed to play the
I'm
music
sweating.
Because 6 kids, they were 7 and under at the time. 7 and under, 6 kids. Maybe they were 9 and under.
That's just barely possible. Yeah.
Okay. 9 and under.
That's better.
There we go. Anyways, so she really hasn't slept through the night in 9 years. Anyways, we're talking like this, having a meaningful conversation, going down the road. And she literally, she goes, turns left, and she pulls into oncoming traffic.
And you go,
ah. And I'm like, ah, ah, ah. She's like, that's why we don't have music in the car. That's why we don't talk in the car, because I am not capable of talking and driving because I haven't had sleep.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know.
I just, you know what? I have had a couple friends who have just had babies, and I just cannot even relate to the lack of sleep that they're getting. So kudos to you, moms. Yeah. You do a great job.
I agree.
Like, I don't know how you're functional. Anyway.
Favorite Bible story?
Well, I think it's my favorite just because I think of it so much. Mm-hmm. When Jesus was walking down the road, and I don't remember if it was blind Bartimaeus, but there's two blind guys. And they're calling out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
And Jesus stops and he opens their eyes. So many of my favorite Bible stories are when Jesus opens the eyes of the blind and he like touches them and then they see and their eyes are opened. I don't know. I just love picturing Jesus doing that. And like, was he thinking about them when he was doing it? Did he remember creating them? Did he remember for the gentleman who was born blind? Did he remember creating him and making him born blind and then looking forward to this moment when he could restore his sight? I just like to think of that.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I often think about, you know, did Jesus remember making these? Because he, in John 1:1, said the word was God, the word's with God, and nothing was made that was made. Everything was made through the word, which is Jesus, right? So he was there at creation making everything. And that verse came to mind when I was thinking about when Jesus was going to be crucified and the soldiers were beating him. Mm-hmm. And when the soldier, beforehand when he was on trial and the soldier slapped him in the face, did Jesus remember creating him? And did he couldn't realize that he was slapping his maker, you know?
Wow.
It just, yeah, hard to comprehend.
I've never really thought about those passages like that.
Because in Psalm 139, talks about how God's thoughts towards us outnumber the grains of sand. So he's always thinking about you because he loves you and cares for you. And do you really believe that he loves and cares for you that way? Do I think that God thinks about me with pleasure?
Right.
Or do I always picture him as being not pleased with me because I haven't done A, B, or C? Mm-hmm. So thinking about those verses has kind of changed my perspective. And then instead of feeling bad about that, about maybe I've had the wrong perspective, God, I just stop and I just give thanks. Thank you, God, that you actually think those thoughts about me.
Right.
And that you think those thoughts about others, and that he would help me to love other people in that way and generate those same thoughts in my mind towards them.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think we were going to go there, but there we are. And we're home.
We are home. Wow. Yeah, it's interesting because, see, my favorite Bible stories kind of get me thinking about different things in the same way that your Bible stories get you thinking about things. It's not the actual story, per se, but it's how it makes you think about the people in the story.
Okay. So,
like, because it's interesting. Two of my favorite stories in the Bible that I love to read is the story of Ezekiel's wife and when she dies.
I know, it's weird I tell you.
I know. And Job.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I actually, when I get to that part of the Bible, I actually get quite excited. Because I feel like I'm going to understand a part of God that I don't understand.
Wow.
Because so many people have questions about suffering and obedience and maybe it's because I feel like that's constantly what I'm talking to people about, because those are big, deep questions. Mm-hmm. You know, why is there suffering? You know, why could God allow this? And the story of Ezekiel's wife basically is, one day God just says, Ezekiel, I'm going to take your wife's life tomorrow, like the apple of your eye, and you are not to mourn, because this is an example of what's going to happen to Israel. And I remember every time I read it, I'm challenged by it, because I'm like, what is Ezekiel thinking? Did he have, was his wife like an idol in his life? Is this where we really, when we talk about pick up our cross and follow me, that I'm willing to surrender everything? Does life really matter that small to the Lord? It's all those big questions. Like you said, when the Jesus, you know, of course you remember the blind man and making him, but looking forward, like you're thinking about the mind of Christ, and yeah. And these stories make me think about the mind of the Lord and how he thinks about people, and that he thinks in ways that we have no idea, because we think with human ways and we don't think with God thoughts. And so I find the story of Job and the story of Ezekiel's wife really challenged me to think about, you know, the importance of who God is and fully serving him, and my willingness to follow him in all situations, even when they're difficult or...
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we need to look at the whole counsel of Scripture, because we see Jesus as a fulfillment of the law, and we look at the Old Testament, and Jesus is in the Old Testament concealed, and he's in the New Testament revealed.
Yes.
Right? And so you have to take it all in perspective. Those stories that seem hard and generate these tough questions, we can see them answered in the life of Christ and who God is in the person of Christ. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's interesting that you had two Old Testament stories, and then I had New Testament stories where we can see the character of God in so many different ways.
Yes. Which is so important, why we always will say, read the whole thing.
Read the whole thing.
Because it really does reveal who God... It reveals all of who God is.
Yeah.
And so you need all of it. And so, thanks for traveling with us today. We hope that you've enjoyed our our favorites and how they kind of... They do draw us back to God's faithfulness and who God is, and to examine more deeply his character and how much he loves us.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're so thankful that you've tuned in. Hope that you'll come back next week. Mm-hmm. Check our partners page. And just hope that you would support us over this Christmas season as you're maybe giving to others. If you'd like to donate, you can go into our partners page. Go into our website, neweveryday.tv, and you can donate from there. We would just so appreciate that to make this show continue. So thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week.
Have an amazing week. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may your thoughts be drawn to the things of Him. Be blessed.